This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. An Iraqi militia leader has downplayed the U.S. strikes in Iraq, hinting at de-escalation. AP correspondent Karen Shamis reports.
Speaking to the Associated Press, Hussein al-Musawi, a spokesperson for Harakat al-Nujaba, one of the main Iranian-backed militias in Iraq, suggested a desire to cool down tensions in the Middle East. His comments come after the U.S. struck dozens of sites in Iraq and Syria, used by Iranian-backed militias and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Musawi condemned the U.S. strikes, saying the U.S. must understand that every action elicits a reaction. But he then struck a more conciliatory tone, saying that, "We do not wish to escalate or widen regional tensions." The air assault was the opening salvo of U.S. retaliation for a drone strike that killed three U.S. troops in Jordan last weekend. I'm Karen Shamas.
Officials in Chile report Saturday intense forest fires burning around a populous area of central Chile have left at least 19 people dead and destroyed about 1,100 homes. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Chile's Interior Minister, Carolyn Toja, said Saturday there were 92 forest fires burning in the center and south of the country, where temperatures have been unusually high this week. The deadliest of the fires were occurring in the region of Valparaiso, where authorities urged people not to leave their homes so fire trucks, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles could transit with greater ease. Toja did not offer any details about the 19 people killed. She said the two fires near Quilpe and Bialmana had burned through at least 8,000 hectares since Friday. The El Nino weather pattern had caused droughts and hotter than usual temperatures along the west of South America this year, increasing the risk of forest fires. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Paris officials say a man who wounded three people in a knife and hammer attack in the French capital may have had mental health issues. AP correspondent Karen Shamis reports.
In an early morning attack at the bustling Gare de Lyon train station in Paris, a man armed with a hammer and a knife injured three people. The nerve-rattling incident comes just months before the capital city opens its doors to visitors for the Olympic Games in summer. Paris's police chief, Laurent Nunez, told reporters that the man involved appeared to be suffering from psychiatric problems. While stressing that the police investigation was still in its early stages, Nunez said, "There are no elements that lead us to think that this could be a terrorist act." The man was quickly taken into police custody following the attack. I'm Karen Shamas.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban's role in Europe's perennial spoiler has frequently brought the European Union to a breaking point as he blocked crucial decisions to leverage concessions and forced EU leaders to find workarounds. Now, frustrated officials are trying to determine what Orban seeks to achieve. It's conventional wisdom within the EU that Orban's intransigence is purely transactional, that he's holding up key decisions to force the bloc into releasing billions in funding withheld from Hungary over breaches of rule of law and democracy standards. But a broader strategy of ushering in a far-right resurgence could also be motivating the illiberal leader. Former Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife Bersha Khan were sentenced to 7 years in prison and fined on Saturday by a court that ruled their 2018 marriage broke the law, his party said. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
The Khans both denied wrongdoing. It was the third ruling against Khan this week and comes ahead of national elections on Thursday that he's barred from contesting. 71-year-old Khan has been sentenced to 10 years for leaking state secrets in recent days and 14 years, along with his wife, for illegally selling state gifts. His representatives say he will launch appeals in all three cases. Khan is in prison in the garrison city of Rawalpindi, while his wife will serve her sentence at their hilltop mansion in nearby Islamabad. He already faces a 10-year disqualification from holding public office. The couple were also fined $1,800 each, according to ARY News. Bushra was accused of not completing the waiting period mandated by Islam after divorcing her previous husband and marrying Khan.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters. Tourists have barely started trickling back into the Mexican resort of Acapulco, but the gangland killings on the beaches have already returned. At least three people were shot to death on the beach in Acapulco last weekend. One of them was killed by gunmen who arrived and escaped aboard a boat. The violence continues despite the presence of about 10,000 soldiers and National Guard officers deployed after Acapulco was hit by Category 5 Hurricane Otis in late October. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.